Rabosai, tonight's halacha talk is as follows. You know, the minig is not to get married during the 3 weeks because of simcha. The minig not to be rochets is because avelus, and avelus is not rochets. Not to do laundry, not to wear laundered clothing is also because of avelus. That's what an avel does. Why don't we eat meat or drink wine? An avel eats meat and drinks wine. Why don't we, well, where does that minute come from? Is it because meat and wine make you besimcha? Is it because an avel doesn't drink meat and wine? An avel does drink meat and wine. Why don't we eat meat and drink wine the 9 days? Not because of avelus, and not because it brings lidei simcha. There's a third reason, and this is the reason. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara Bava Basra says, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Kshechara Beis HaMikdash B'Shniya, when the second Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, and they realized that no lonis gale kitzon, they weren't told when a third Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, the Prushin B'Yisrael stopped eating basar and stopped drinking wine. And they explained themselves, because the karbonos are not being brought, so how can we eat meat when there's no more karbonos on the Mizbeach? And how can we drink wine when there's no yayin any longer being poured on the Mizbeach in the Nisuch HaYayin? And Rabbi Yeshua said to them, but then you shouldn't eat lechem because of menachos, peiros because of bikurim, even water has Nisuch HaMayim, everything, you know, everything has its counterpart in the Beis Mikdash. And then he says to them, Bonai, let me explain to you. Shalo lehisabel kol ikar, not to be misabel at all, efshar, shekvar nigzara gzeira. But lehisabel yesh midai efshar, shein gezen gzeira al atzibur, elem kein rov atzibur yechaylan lamud ba. What does the Gemara in Bava Basra say? Really, the Prushim are right. By rights, we should not drink any wine or eat any meat, because we remember that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no karbonos, and there's no yayin. So how could we sit here stuffing ourselves with meat and wine when the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach is missing, is not there? But, if you would take it to its logical conclusion, we would not be able to partake of many things that are necessities. And therefore, in Gezen Gzeiro Latzibur Elam came Rabbi Sibi Yechaydan Lamed Bo. So the 9 days, out in the Minagashkenaz of 9 days, is we're not eating meat, we're not drinking wine, because there's no more karbonos, and there's no more Nisuch HaYayin. Not because of Simcha, not because of Avelus, directly, but because how could we sit and eat meat and drink wine when there's no Mamish Diskemor and Bava Basra? We do it at least for these 9 days. Okay, I think that was important to know. If something is cooked in a fleishika pot, even a benyomo pot, but a clean benyomo pot, it's mutter. The Shar HaTziyun says that if some meat got mixed in something, you don't even need shishim, lagabi the 9 days. It's enough to taste it, and you're allowed to taste it, he says. And if there's no ta'am of basar, then you're allowed to eat it. You have to be careful. Sometimes cakes or cookies are made with wine, and there might be a taste of wine there. So if there's a taste of wine, you indeed shouldn't. You're not allowed to eat it. You shouldn't eat it. There's an inyan not to give basar v'yayin. We'll talk about basar. Even to a cotton shalo higia lechinuch. This is in the Mishnah Brura. You have to go through the Mishnah Brura with the Shar HaTziyun. Has to do with haircuts, and also basar, not even if it's not higia lechinuch, because of agmas nefesh. That's a gemara loshen, that's for the parent. When the parent sees that the child also looks like a wreck and can't get maybe proper food, or it's not easy to figure out what the child should eat, so that's agmas nefesh for the parent, and you don't do, and that's a loshen ha-gemara, that sometimes you don't do things, but nay agmas nefesh, it means on the part of the person that's involved in it. So even a cotton shalo higia lechinuch, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, shouldn't be eating basar yayin or taking a haircut and the like. Washing is considered brius for a cotton, certainly, and therefore I would say all kinds of washing are mutter, either it's lichluch or it's brius. This Friday, you can, if you want your kids to eat, or if you make early Shabbos, that's for sure you can eat meat and drink wine if you're making early Shabbos. If you want giving your kids an early meal, but you're not really making early Shabbos, so the poskim permit it, even if they're higiyah l'chinuch, as long as the context is that this is their Shabbos meal.